Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Welcome, everyone. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I got a treat for you tonight. I have Kathleen on, and she's a dream interpreter. And we also can do some pop reading. She does a different way of doing tarot. So I will bring Kathleen on, and she'll be able to explain what she does.
Well, hello, Kelly Jo. I'm so glad to be on your show.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you.
My name is actually Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, but my friends all call me Kat. So I hope you will too. And I'm a dream expert. I've written 5 different books, and I've been on the Dr. Oz show talking about dreams and the sixth sense because I'm a 3-time breast cancer survivor whose dreams diagnosed my illness when the test the hospital was using didn't pick it up. And so what I thought was really interesting about that, though, Kelly, is in my dreams, my spirit guides, and we'll get into this maybe later, my spirit guides said, go back to your doctors. They didn't tell me to go find Swami Wami Rama Lama Ding Dong. So I did go back to my doctors and my dreams working together healed me of breast cancer 3 different times. And so I wrote a book about that called Surviving Cancer Land. And also I wrote a book with the Duke University radiologist, Dr. Larry Burke, called Dreams That Can Save Your Life.
I'm glad that you're here.
Well, thank you. I am too. I think we're going to have really fun tonight.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, your guides can talk to you through your dreams. So that's really neat that you're so connected that they help save your life.
Yeah. You know, my guides, I have no idea why this happened, Kelly Jo, but my guides that came into my dreams were dressed as Franciscan monks. And what would happen is...
what your guides look like then.
Yeah, that's what they look like. They look just like Franciscan monks. You know, they have... their hoods are up. They have on these brown robes with rope belts on them, and they have on sandals. And what'll happen is I'll be having a dream, you know, like everybody just has a dream at night, and then all of a sudden my dream will freeze, like your computer page will freeze. And then there's a little pop-up that'll show up in the middle of that dream page, and it'll expand to a window, and I'll be able to see through it, you know, things will be moving, and then it'll expand into a door, and through that doorway will step this Franciscan monk. Then he would look at me and he would say, come with us, we have something to tell you. And Kelly Jo, he would lead me through that hole in my dream into another realm, and I called it the realm between realms. And it's like a place where you can go and get information from the living and the dead.
Well, neat. And that's true. You know, it's neat how they do it for you, the concept of everybody does it a little different, but, you know, it's unique to you, but yet you can get information and to help you and others.
Yes. When I was doing the book with Dr. Larry Burke on dreams that can save your life, one of the things that absolutely amazed me about the stories in that book was how people were able to dream. So in other words, there were some stories in there where daughters would have dreams that their mothers had breast cancer. And this one mother said, no, no, if you're dreaming that I have breast cancer, I've read that all dreams are actually you. So you have to go get checked for breast cancer. So the daughter did. She went and got checked for breast cancer. She didn't have it. And she came back and she said, no, Mom, I was dreaming for you. The dream was about you. And sure enough, when her mother went and got checked, she was the one that had breast cancer. And so I just came back from the IASD, which is the International Association for the Study of Dreams in Tucson, Arizona, where I was a panelist on precognitive dreams. And what I found out from many of the people who were in the audience and the questions and answers that they asked us is, yes, we're all part of our dreams, and everybody in your dream to a degree is a part of you. So if you're dreaming about your mother, to a degree we share genetic DNA with our mothers. So in a way,
right.
She's right. Her mother was right. You know, she was kind of dreaming about herself.
Right, but the daughter was precognitiving it for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for herself as well.
Well, we got quite a few people. I do want to have you tell them how they can reach you, and then we'll get started.
Okay. You can either Google Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, which is KathleenOKEEFE, and then KANA, V as in Victor, OS, or you can put into the big search bar at the very, or the tiny search bar at the top, the Queen of Dreams. You've got to type in the Queen of Dreams, and my website will pop right up.
Okay. And me, you can reach me, KellyJoePsychic.com, or call me at my number, 561-333-5367. All right, so we're going to get started. 630, we'll have her go first.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, 630. Hi. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question? Or do you have a dream that you want interpreted?
You know, well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. And my name is Dion, and I'm calling from Wisconsin. I did have some kind of weird dream last night, but it had something to do, like, I don't really remember all of it, but I have a question. So I don't like living in Wisconsin at all. And so I decided that I'm going to move to Florida. I'm finally just going to take a leap of faith and like, get down there. So I figured out my moving costs and everything. Can you give me some guidance on, like, but I'm like, just showing up. So should I rent a room first before I decide, like, or what area? Like, I'm kind of going out a little blindly.
I'm kind of feeling, Dion, that you should rent a place in Florida before you decide to buy, but you know, that's just my psychic hit right off the bat. But let me ask you something. Let's pull a card on that. I'm gonna have you pick a number between 1 and 22 in the major arcana, and let's see what you come up with.
So I like 17.
Okay. Let's go with 17. You picked the star card, and that is your permission card. That tells me that you have permission to actually make the move. You've got permission from your spirit guides, your you know, celestial world to make that move. And you have to kind of work around the fact that you have a tendency to be a little closed-minded. Is that true?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I think sometimes I'm really open-minded, but I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. Do you feel like sometimes you're a little stubborn?
Yeah. And I feel like in situations like where like it, like I, like my lease is up in 3 months. So now I'm like panicking. Right. So then when that happens, mm-hmm. I don't get clarity, you know? So what do? Mm-hmm. I just put focus and like now I'm just cleaning out cabinets and shelves and blah, blah, blah. But you know, I panic and then I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, you chose the star card, which is your inspiration card. And that means that your horizons are widening and that you're coming into a new morning. So you're in a part of darkness right now, but you're not completely dark because you've got the stars to guide you, but you're coming into a new morning. So that's a great card to choose right now for the question that you had. It sounds like a big yes to me. It's time for you to move, and you just have to kind of widen your horizons and don't overthink everything. Just go with your flow.
Okay? Okay, that's good. Okay,
and
thank
then
you.
I see you going more the panhandle of Florida. And have you ever done management?
Yeah.
Because I see you getting a management job and being in, like, the panhandle. You know, like Pensacola
okay.
or someplace like that.
Do you think I should rent, like, a room first, or should I try to get an apartment?
Well, I think I you don't want to spend too much money. Rooms are expensive, but hang out for, like, a week somewhere, you know, or 2 or 3 days. You can use your intuition and feel it out, you know, and get the mm-hmm. local little papers of, you know, what's in the area, you know, the community papers.
Okay. Yeah. So you have me in the panhandle. I wasn't looking in the panhandle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
No. No, it's fine. That's maybe why I wasn't finding anything.
Where were you looking?
I was looking on the Atlantic side.
If you do go more, you would end up, if you want that, you would be like in Vero or Fort Pierce area.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dion.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see. 775. This time I'll go first.
Okay.
Hi, 775. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hello, ladies. My name is Wendy from California. And I think things are moving forward, Kelly. I asked you before about when and if I would be approved for my long-term care policy. It also includes care at home, and it's an indemnity plan, very luxurious plan. I've been paying 20 years, $53,000 in premiums. So now I need to use it, but they're not thrilled about approving me. So I, with my HIPAA records, I think they're going to be forced to, whether they like it or not. So do you see me getting approved, or are they going to, what are they going
to
do?
They're going to have to.
But about when? Will it be before the end of this month that they'll approve me, or will it be next month, or when?
It looks like September.
That makes sense, Kelly, because when I was speaking to Tina, she said, was there anything that she could do to help me? And I said, because in my contract, I have to pay the first 30 days care, which is only 1 hour a week times four. And I said, if you can work with me and allow me to get that started once you get all the research and the paperwork you need from my medical insurance. And I believe she said yes. So if I hear from her this week, then that means a month from that day, I'd have to be having a visit once a week. So that sounds about right. September, I think you said, correct, Kelly?
Yes, that's what I see. What do you
all right.
Guess?
I hope to God they don't make me see a specialist or anything. I've got so many MRIs and everything. Come on.
Well,
will they try to do that?
We're just talking about the fact of them approving it. So that's what we're seeing. Let's see what Kathleen gets.
All right.
Okay. So, Wendy, what I'm going to do is have you draw a tarot card, and I do it a little differently on the phone. I want you to pick a color, green, yellow, red, or blue.
Well, something tells me to choose yellow, but I like the color blue, honestly.
Okay, well, let's go with, would you tell me which one you want to go with? Okay. And what I want you to do is to pick a number, 1 through 13.
7.
Okay. So you chose the pentacle, and you chose the 7 of pentacles, the do not hesitate card. So basically what this is saying is you're going to get gain after work. So that's amazing. I mean, the card you chose is exactly one that you are working on right now. And I think it's basically telling you, don't hesitate in anything that you need to do to get this done. Just hang in there and go for it.
Oh, I am. Trust me.
Okay.
Thank you. Keep us posted.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Well, God bless you both. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. 919.
Hello. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi.
I have a question regarding career. I am really trying to keep, you know, positive energy and keep some hope, but I'm just wondering, do you see a new career opportunity, something that's for my greatest and highest good coming through soon?
Go ahead, Kathleen.
Okay, I'll go first. Thank you. So, again, let's pull a card on that. I want you to choose a color, green, yellow, red, or indigo, blue.
Blue.
Blue. Okay. And a number between 1 and 13?
7.
Okay. I mean, you just chose the same card that Wendy chose, and that's a money card. It's your money pentacles card. And it basically is telling you not to hesitate with whatever it is that you want to do with your job, your changing, the money that goes with it, anything. After a lot of work, you're going to get some positive investment. That's what that card says.
So okay. That's right, good to know when it's coming, when it will come.
Usually with those cards, it's within 3 months, I find. Anywhere from 2 weeks to 3 months.
Okay, wonderful, beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying you need to beef up your resume and put the key wording in that you need to put in it, and then you'll get a call from a organization that's incorporated.
Yeah, I have been interviewing and nothing seemed to work out, so I can I'll make some more changes to my resume.
Your resume.
Yeah.
Once you do that, that will help.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And
well,
then
I'll do a little bit more.
You'll get 2 phone calls, and then you'll go to a brick and mortar, and you'll have a job. Maybe feels like maybe by the end of September.
Oh wow, wonderful! Okay, great. Thank
All
you
right.
very much. All right.
Okay, 216. I'll go first. 216. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? Where you're from? And what's your question? Or do you have a dream?
Sharon, I'm from Ohio. I never remember my dreams. I try, but I don't. I'm doing wonderful in this 90-degree humidity in Ohio. I really don't. I don't remember them. I know I should get a journal and write them down. I only get, like, half the pictures when I wake up. But I do have a question.
All right.
It's a work question. Well, it's a relationship question. Do you see me, and there's a particular individual in my department, do you feel us being more harmonious in the future? I put all the effort into it. Well, she put a little bit more effort into it. How's that? Her initials, J.
It's going to work out. You just misunderstood each other.
That's a, okay. I try. I really do.
You guys both started off on the wrong feet. But it's going to level off.
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Wrong foot, wrong feet. She put her foot in wrong and you put your foot in wrong.
Okay, you think it's not that it's like toxic. She can make a room toxic though when she gets in one of her moods. But you do feel I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. That's all I can do.
You're gonna be fine. You worry too much. You analyze stuff to death. Quit.
Oh gosh, probably because I'm a Virgo. I know I do. I know I do analyze everything.
Yeah, you need to just stop. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay.
I love your advice.
All right. Let's pull a tarot card on this relationship. I want you to pick one of the elements, either earth, fire, water, or air.
I say earth. I like earth. Grounded.
So you, gosh, everybody, I don't know what it is, Kelly Jo, but everybody's picking pentacles tonight. You chose pentacles.
Oh, that stands for money.
I know. So,
and
I want
also
you to,
mean fall time.
Yes. So I want you to pick a number between 1 and 13.
10.
Okay.
Life is 10. I'm a 10.
You chose 10. The prosperity family card. When it comes to family matters, you chose the prosperity card. So, you know, you're going to have some hazards in this relationship, but it's going to go well if you focus on what you both seem to be really interested in, which is money and wealth. Is that true? You guys kind of...
I don't know if money's... I mean, it's important to live. I mean, I'm comfortable. I mean, I'm not starving, but that's not the most important thing, being happy and having... You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I would say from the card that you
chose... I appreciate what I have every day
with
that.
Okay. I would say from the card you chose that if you have something that's going to come in between your relationship, you need to focus on the fact that it might be finances. And that's something that you guys can work out.
I know. Wow, that's okay. I think money's important. I shouldn't say that. I don't know that. I can't judge her like that. But like I said, I mean, everybody wants to be able to support themselves, you know what I mean, or their family. Mm-hmm. But I think
yeah, but there might be something that, you know, that you, when you find that you're up against a wall with this relationship, look at the financial aspects of it and see if that's where your bump in the road is. And work it out, okay?
All right, thank you. And thank you, Kelly, as usual.
Have a good night. To me, when I read that card, it can mean you can get a windfall. So it can be like a lotto ticket, it can be a scratcher, it can be an aunt dies and don't leave a will and you get a little bit of money.
Thank you, Kelly. I don't even play the lottery, but I believe in that. I know what you mean, a windfall. It could be money. I understand. No, I get it. Thank you. Thank you for that advice. I should get a lottery ticket and like do something different in my life. I know. Thank you.
A dollar and a dream. All
have
right,
a nice
thank
evening,
you.
Both of you. Thank you.
914.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. Hi, thank you. Beautiful, beautiful show so far.
Thank you. What's your name, where you're from, and...
Yeah, my name is Catherine, and I'm calling from New York. I was wondering, please, if you see my online event. I've done an online event for 2 years. I'm looking to do it in person this year. I was wondering if you see that being a good idea, if it'll be successful, anything around it you pick up, I appreciate.
Go ahead, Kathleen. I'll let you go first.
Okay, so with that card, I think we should pick a major arcana card, so I want you to pick a number between 1 and 22.
9.
Okay, let me take a look at 9. So, you know, the 9 card is a hermit card, and what the hermit card, it means, it doesn't mean you're going to go into a cave somewhere and never come out. It means you've got to go within yourself and really speak with your inner selves those hermit parts of you that might be holding you back from moving forward in a direction that you might consider a little scary, which sounds like what your question is. Actually, find your breakthrough by thinking it through. Does that make sense to you at all?
Yeah, maybe do a little bit more planning and meditation.
Mm-hmm. Go inside. Connect with your hermit, because your hermit is so wise. Our hermit, our inner hermit, is so wise. And that's who you kind of need to get in touch with to come up with the answer to your question. He's got it.
Okay. Wow.
Right. Again, how do we get a hold of you, Kathleen?
You can go to my website, which is The Queen of Dreams, or you can go and just Google me, Kat Cannabis. If you just Google Kat, K-A-T, and then Cannabis, K-A-N-A, V as in Victor, O-S as in Sam, you will find me. And speaking of events, I'm getting ready to do one on the 19th of this month. So this must be event month, and I'm going to be doing Unmask Your Dreams.
Cool. And me, you can get me, KellyJoePsychic.com, and 561-5367. And the little lady that asked, yes, you are going to go live this year. You're going to really up your advertising, and it's going to do well, and you're going to make a good profit. Do you have two venues picked out already?
I'm thinking of, I went to one today I'm thinking of, but I'm still looking.
Yeah, because I see you doing two venues.
Oh, I did think of that as well, yes.
And it will go well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God
all
bless
right.
You both.
All right. Okay, 512. Hi, 512. Where are you from? What's your name and what's your question? Or do you have a dream?
Question. Melissa, Colorado. I have a quick question. I'm about to start a project, and I should think positive. You know, is it going to be successful? You know, it's put a lot into it.
You have two people that you're working with, and it's going to go well. I see you working with a man and a woman, and you'll be able to do really well, and you'll get referrals from that person when you get finished, and that person will be a customer and come back to you.
I want to ask you quickly, if you don't mind. I want to sell it. It's like a beverage. I don't know where to go to sell it. If another place will allow me.
You want to sell what?
a beverage.
Beverages?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, you want to sell beverages. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to work on it. You have to tweak the taste of it, and it'll probably go, you'll probably get it to market March of 2023, looks like. Are you thinking about going on Shark Tank?
I did think about it. Yes, I did. Like a week
ago.
Yeah,
you need to apply for Shark Tank.
Hmm.
And go for the, for either if Robert's on there or Mark Cuban. So.
Hmm.
There you go. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Okay, so let's pull a card on your beverages. See where that's going. So what I want you to do is pick a direction, north, south, east, or west?
North.
North? Okay. So you, and then I want you to pick a card between 1 and 13.
9.
9? All right. So you chose the swords, which are a conflict card. So it sounds like you've got a little bit of conflict going on inside you right now anyhow with your beverage. And you're going to need to bide your time in order to be successful in this. And so that would tie right in with seeing if you can get on Shark Tank. It's going to take you some time to do that. But if you do and you use patience, then I think you're going to be very successful. That's what the card says.
Wow. The only thing is a little bit, when you got it right. I'm doubting because she mentioned a female, and the man that I could have helped me, there's a female, like a business partner, but I'm not really comfortable with the female. So I just want to know, I'm not allowing her in the business.
You're going to have another female help you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do what you said. Thank you for the inspiration. I feel better. There's a lot of positive energy here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So, yeah. Wow. I'm glad I called. Thank you. Hope you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I mean, I love it when that happens. Okay. Let's
good
say
luck, Colorado.
Where I was last time. That was fun. Did we do 845? 845. What's your name? Where you're from? And did we do you yet?
Hello?
What are you doing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do you yet?
Yes.
No.
No.
Okay. What's your name? Where are you from? And
my name is Maria. Yeah, I call it from New York.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got a question, please.
Go ahead.
I'm going to go in Italy. I paid to get it. Still, I not got the resource back. You think it was a scam?
Okay, you're going to have to say that again, Maria, because I know that you want to go to Italy, but something,
yes,
and then
yes.
I think
yep.
Scam.
I made the ticket, but they got to answer me back. They get the money, you know, I got it the number, the seat back to me, you know. I not get it. You think there was a scam?
Huh.
You sent
money. Well,
there
are a lot of scams.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. You sent money out and they're...
Right. Already I paid.
Paid for what?
I paid the ticket, you know, for going to Italy. But I'm not getting the number, the seat, you know, to me. They say in half hour I wasn't supposed to get it. It pays more than half an hour. I call it back and say I'm going to go home tomorrow. I mean, you know, I was scared as it was a scam.
So you paid money for a ticket?
Right.
On an airplane?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get the ticket yet?
Right.
You did this online? You need to call the airline.
I did online, yes.
Did you call them?
No, no call the airline.
You need to call the airline.
Well, what do you think, there was a scam?
It might have been.
Yeah.
Because if you did it directly to the airline, they would have sent you a ticket.
That's it. See what I have to say.
Go ahead, Kathleen. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay. And before, you know, call the airline, whatever ticket you bought online with that airline, check your emails and make sure that you didn't get a confirmation on your emails, because sometimes they don't send tickets.
And I don't get a confirmation. That's why. Got it?
Okay.
Just a second. I got it. Give me some water. Give me a talk. Just a second, please.
Mm-hmm.
What is she doing?
I don't know. I don't know
either.
I was drinking some water. I came in to talk. I was in shock. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't get no confirmation. I watch the computer. I don't get nothing.
Okay, so what you need to do then is exactly what Kelly Jo said. Call your airlines. We don't even need to call, you know, pull a card on this because it's so obvious. You must call the airlines and tell them what happened. And I'm sure they can find someone who can speak Italian to you so that you can really understand what they're saying. Okay?
Right, right, right. Okay.
So thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, she got scammed. Goodness sakes.
I think she did too. I was getting the same feeling, and that's going on a lot. What happens is people will go Google, you know, United Airlines, and what happens is some scammer organization will also have United Airlines, and you click into them, they take your money from your credit card, and you never get a ticket.
Yeah, them. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm so sorry for her.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry,
Mer. Yeah.
520, what we'll do is we'll have you go first, Kathleen.
Okay.
Hi,
520. All right, hi, 520.
This is Lisa calling. Thank you so much.
Hi, Lisa. Where do you live?
In Arizona.
Where do you live? Oh, okay.
Okay.
What's your question, or do you have a dream?
Okay. Yeah, tomorrow I'm meeting some people at a house, and we're going to start one person in particular. Her name is Cherie. She and I are going to get to work on looking for something. We're trying to find something. How do you see that going?
You're trying to find something in terms of a house or something in a house?
In a house.
Okay. So did you lose something in the house? I'm not sure I understand your question.
We're going to meet at the house, and we are looking for something in the house. And it's just that's it. That's the whole – do you see it as ending positive? Do you see us as feeling like –
Is it a piece of jewelry?
No. Well, I don't want to eliminate anything, you know. I just don't.
Because I'm seeing like a piece of jewelry you'd wear on your wrist, either a watch or a bracelet or something like that. But let's pull a card on it and see what the card tells you. I want you to pick a color, green, yellow, red, or blue.
Green.
Okay. And interesting. And a number, 1 through 13?
3.
Okay, so we have another person picking pentacles. That's the money card. So you're saying that whatever you're looking for has a worth. And you're going to find something there that deals with finances or money or has worth, and it's going to help you gain in finances. Does that make any sense to you?
I would be very grateful.
Okay. Well, I think you're going to. And you know what's amazing, Kelly Doe, is this is what the fourth person who's picked pentacle cards tonight.
I know. It's all about money, honey.
Yeah, it's all about the money.
But, yes, you're going to have success. You're going to find what you're looking for, and everything will get clarified. You'll get clarification.
Yay.
Yay. Yeah. I hope
Kelly. Thank you, Kelly Jo. Thank you.
All right, hon. Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. All right. 267. Hi. Me and my dyslexia. What's your name? Where are you from? And what's your question? Dream.
This is Jessica from Pennsylvania. I was wondering what you're picking up as far as me getting a new job. I'm working somewhere now, and I'm also actually wondering if they're going to be open to me doing some consulting for them too. So whatever you're picking up.
Be open. I didn't get the last end of it. Open to what?
Open to what you're picking up. with that too.
Well, it looks like you're going to get an email from a headhunter, and it'll be more northwest, and you would make better money than what you have and better benefits. So, and that looks like it'll come about within, there's a two. It's either 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months.
Okay. Do you see that where I'm working now, them being open to me working like freelance and consulting them, like switching?
Oh, they won't let you do that. Absolutely not.
They're not interested? Okay.
No, I wouldn't even try it.
Okay.
I'm getting a giant red circle with a line through it. That means the universe will know. Go ahead. Kathleen.
Okay, so Jessica, let's pull a card on this and see what the card says. So I'm going to have you do the seasons, fall, spring, summer, and winter. And the reason I'm doing this is so that people can't pick the same cards, and yet they're doing it anyhow. But so pick a season.
I know. Hold energy.
Okay. Picking a card on the new job or on the consulting for the current place?
I'm picking. You're going to pick a card on either of those or both of them. The card will talk
okay.
to us.
Okay.
So pick a season.
I'm going to say summer.
Okay. So okay, we've got a cup, and I want you to pick a number 1 through 13.
12.
Okay. So you chose the Knight of Cups, which deals with love and happiness. And enthusiasm. So what this card is telling me is that you're very enthusiastic about this job change and whatever's going to happen. And you're going to actually, with this job change, you're going to find new happiness, and it may even have some love in it, a love connection. Does that make any
yeah.
sense?
Yeah, that's what, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
So I totally agree with Kathleen, and it's for a better betterment of your life. So go for it, sweetie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've been applying to a lot of places, so, you know, I want to boost the income, like double it, because I'm not making a lot at all right now.
You will.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. yeah, and you may. And you may have love, so it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, the P word
and L word. Love and
money. There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's
thank
exactly
you.
What I've been feeling, too. Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, we got time for one more, and if it goes blip, I hope not.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? Where
hi.
And go ahead, Kathleen.
Okay. So what's your
Ed
name
from
and where
Phoenix.
Are you?
Hello,
you're
I
Ed
see
from
you.
Phoenix? Okay. So, Ed, go ahead and tell me your question.
A lawsuit. I'm thinking about doing a lawsuit against my uncle. Is that going to go successful?
Okay. All right. So let's draw a card on that really quick, because we're going to be running out of time and I don't want you to get cut off. I want you to pick a color, green, yellow, red, or blue.
Green.
Green? Okay. And,
yes.
Oh, my God. And numbers 1 through 12?
7.
That's our third 7, Kelly Jo, in the pentacle.
I
That's
know.
Our third 7 to 9. And it is, do not hesitate. Go for it. Go for it. That's what that card says.
Okay. I can accept that.
And it'll turn
Isn't
out
that
your
easy?
Favor, too.
That's even better.
Oh, hot dog.
Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate it.
Okay,
I
great.
Will get my butt in gear and get this started then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for coming on with me tonight. Thank you to everybody that called in. And we'll see you guys all in the future. And thank you, Kathleen, for a wonderful night.
Oh, I loved it, Kelly Jo. Thanks a million.
All right. Good night, all.